This is episode 1150. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I honor you for being right where you are as you get ready to meditate. Or maybe you are out doing errands and you're simply wanting to apply some of the techniques used in meditation to help you manage stress throughout your day. It's all good. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore for a week. And today we launch into a brand new theme. We're beginning a 7-part series to take you through the week to help you snap out of a bad mood. And in this week's episodes, you're going to discover meditation techniques you can do whether you're seated meditating or out and about going through your life. And these will be techniques that I challenge you to create a recipe with so that you have your own recipe to manage a bad mood. And that's actually your challenge for this week. Every week I issue a challenge. So your challenge is to notice what works for you as you manage a bad mood and to remember that and write it down in a recipe so that the next time you start to feel yourself sink into a bad mood, you can snap out of it by pulling out this recipe. Hopefully it's a recipe you may have memorized, because I'm hoping you will have discovered some techniques this week that you will apply to your worst moods. So in today's episode, I'm going to start you off with your recipe. So as you sit down to meditate each time, I want you to think about what you may do. You're sitting down and you're transitioning from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to a place where you experience some inner stillness. And in order to help you get to that place of stillness, you begin to become aware or mindful of how your body feels. So you relax your body and begin to let go of tension points within your body. So you're noticing where these tension points are. And when you notice them, you have this awareness that allows you to let go of that tension. It may not dissipate completely, but you're aware of it, so you kind of keep your eye on it and work with it. And then as your body becomes calm, this naturally calms your mind. And so when you are feeling relaxed in your body, your thoughts likewise start to settle down. And you notice your breath begins to become calmer. Your breath and your state or your mood is interconnected. And so the best way to control your mood is by doing what you can to ease your breath into a calmer state, never forcing yourself, always honoring whatever mood you're in, however you feel in your body, whatever your emotional state is at that moment, honoring it, allowing yourself naturally to flow into a state of stillness. So it's not as though you, boom, are meditating. You sit down, close your eyes, and you are meditating. It's more of a flow where you gradually taper off from your day and your thoughts and distractions and the drama around you, and you sink into yourself, your inner stillness. Well, this is a beautiful way to transition your mood. So if you think about something that puts you in a bad mood, think about something right this moment, and let's practice this. Something that just gets you into a mood that you want to pull yourself out of. And notice how you feel in your body. You may notice your jaw tighten, your shoulders scrunch up. You may notice your stomach tighten. Notice in your body where you hold this bad mood. Become aware. And then work with your breath to create a little space where you feel tightness or tension as you inhale and exhale through your nose. As you inhale, visualize where you're holding this tightness or tension. Visualize your bad mood. And as you exhale, feel as though you're creating openness to allow you to release tension, to allow you to release your mood. And work with your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Breathing naturally, not forcing your breath. Working with your mood. You're working with yourself. Continue to do this at your own pace, in your own time. Becoming aware, mindful of this moment. This emotion. And you will begin to notice your thoughts calm down. You may notice some relief from your bad mood. And you continue to work a little more with yourself, creating this openness, this expansion. With your breath, with your focus, as you align your mind, your body, your breath, continue seated, working with your bad mood, and then allowing yourself to go into your own inner stillness, sitting for as long as you still experience joy. Always ending your meditation on a high note. And if you'd like to be guided in a daily half-hour meditation where you can break off at the 15-minute point, I invite you to 2 weeks of free access to a subscription meditation site I have at my website at sip.com. and om.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Om. And there you get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a journal that's customized for each weekly series. So you have a bad mood journal for this week, as well as a guide with all your bad mood techniques waiting for you so you can remember the techniques so you can do them throughout your day when you may need them most. Again, that's at sipandom.com. Try it for free for 2 weeks, and this is very soon, within a few weeks, going to be an app. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.